brother 24/7, 365 daily. Either you love me or you love me not, I'ma be me. I'm known for making promises that I can't keep. And baby, the streets made me, and I run 24/7, 365 daily. Look, you know what you.
Welcome back, sports fans, for another edition of Dez NBA Sports Talk Show on Dumpster Juice Radio, Monday morning after the Super Bowl. 49ers fall to the Chiefs, 31-20. 49ers controlled that game for all of 3.5 quarters, and with 6 minutes left to play, Mahomed them.
Just like I said. Just like I predicted.
Mahomed them.
Mahomes is the best thing out there since sliced bread.
Bad boy. And he played a
terrible game.
Mediocre game.
Mediocre.
Mediocre.
Mediocre at best.
Yep.
And that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to say mediocre at best. Because the bright lights gets everybody. But it's, can you play a bad first quarter, a shaky first quarter, and bounce back? Which he did. Like, but you can tell by the third and fourth quarter, that game had became a regular game then.
He settled in.
He settled in. It was just a regular game then.
Yeah.
Even after he threw that pick, he was still playing good or solid. He just made a bad read. You can see that he made a bad read. He moved in the pocket, just tried to force. He tried to force the ball downfield, and they weren't letting him force it.
Yeah, I think the 49ers did a really good job at the beginning of the
game. Scheme, yeah, it was a good scheme they had.
To keep him off his mark, they had him uncomfortable, had him throwing the ball quicker than he wanted to throw it. He wasn't able to progress through his reads. He was a little bit
antsy and ready to make a big play.
You can say almost to a point of shell shock a little bit because he's so used to getting his time and doing what he wanted to do. They took that away from him. So that was a good scheme. But in the worst possible timing, at the end of the game, the 49ers defense let him down.
But look, can you blame it on the 49ers defense or the coach for not giving them a chance?
The coach kept him on the field.
Yeah, in the second half, you got to know. My defense just got off the field.
I
got to
grind it.
Let's run the ball at least a couple times.
Let's flip the field. Let's do something.
Yeah.
Strategy-wise, not so much just, you want the points because points kill
them. Because you got to realize, they scheme was pressure off front four.
Right.
So, those four guys are getting
gas.
They're tongue hanging out their mouth.
Yep, looking for a blow.
Yeah, so give them a chance to go sit down and talk about what happened on the last drive.
You can't, like you said, and you said this throughout the playoffs, you said with the situation with Mahomes, you got to limit his opportunity to attack you because he's going to get 7 when he get out there.
Yeah.
So you're saying that he's going to score, so just limit his opportunities to score.
Limit him.
And if you up 20-10 with 6 minutes to play, how do you end up giving the ball back to him 4 times?
You don't supposed to get that lead up.
Give the ball back to him 4 times.
San Francisco defense too good to do that.
But when they're gassed, they're gassed.
Because front four, man, listen, if you in front four, even when the Giants beat that 17-0 team Patriots,
yeah,
they didn't just have 4 men rushing.
They had eight men rushing. Right.
Like, with that front four, rotating them out.
In and out. Yep.
And you can't expect Nick Bosa to pass rush at
every down. Yep.
It's not possible. And that's what they messed up at, too.
Yeah.
They brought one safety blitz we saw, right?
And got to him.
Yeah.
That was a
41.
41. He was in the nickel or something like that.
Like a nickel blitz. Yeah. But that's really the only time I've seen him really bring some heat.
Yeah, because blitzing him is dangerous. I mean, because he'll pick you apart.
And it wasn't but 5 people.
Yeah, it was just that one extra guy.
Yeah. And that's still six.
And I don't know, looking back at the play, I don't know, because, you know, you run that defense in Madden and whatnot, where you take those two DBs and you blitz them in. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
But I don't know if the other side even blitzed, because I didn't really see it.
Yeah, I just know he brought 5.
Yeah.
I counted. So, it's just, man, them bright lights, and Andy Reid ain't had nothing to do with them winning. He just really didn't. He just put the quarterback, do your thing.
Yeah, and that's pretty what he kind of said after the game. He said, listen, you know, it wasn't going the way we wanted it to go, but I got Patrick Mahomes on my side, so I know
he's
going to make a few plays here and there.
Yeah, that's
And that's the difference between That's the difference between a talent like him and a flash in the pan, like a Jimmy G. Because, and the reason I say that, flash in the pan, because
he only played 1 year and he got paid. He
capitalized on the situation and he got paid. And he's also won a bunch of regular season games, believe it or not. He's only played like 32 of them, but he's won a bunch of regular season games. But I call him flash in the pan because he's just almost been a victim of circumstance as opposed to doing it himself.
Yeah.
He's on a good team. He's on a team that's built from the inside out, built with, in the trenches. So that team.
Being a backup to Tom Brady.
All that, yeah. And then you win in two games when Brady goes out. Just all kind of
that
rolls.
Helps, man.
Just rolls together. So, but the difference between somebody like him and somebody like Patrick Mahomes, Jimmy G did everything you're supposed to do for 3.5 quarters and couldn't close the game out. Patrick Mahomes did everything you could do to lose the game in 3.5 quarters, and then the spotlight wasn't too big for him at the end.
Right.
When it was on center stage and it was just him, it was down to him to do his Easter speech, guess what? He gave a perfect performance.
Right.
Even though he didn't have a great game, he did what he was supposed to do in a clutch time, and he buried it.
That's all the playoffs is about.
That's the difference right there.
But that's all the playoffs is about. Like, you can play bad for 3 quarters.
But when we need you, when the game is on the
line. When
that
fourth quarter hit.
Are you better than the other guy?
That's it. And that's all it's about. And the thing with me is, like, my brother, my cousin.
Here we go.
They 49er fan. So, I predicted the Chiefs to win because it's just that Mahomes factor. But I honestly was rooting for the 49ers to win.
The man picked both sides yesterday, y'all.
I didn't pick. I don't have a side. I made my pick as if I was betting on the game.
And so you.
I took the Chiefs as if I was betting on the game. But if I want a team to win, I'd rather see my brother and my cousin them happy. So they 49ers fan.
So you went, for the record, you went into this game rooting for the Chiefs.
No, I didn't go into the game rooting for nobody.
You picked the Chiefs.
I picked them, but that's gambling. But gambling and betting with your heart is two different things.
Oh, we know this. But during the game, who did you root for in the game?
Nobody. I'm pretty sure
I was there listening to you root both sides.
I wasn't rooting for nobody. I was narrating the game on both sides.
No,
I wasn't rooting for nobody.
You was at homecoming.
I don't have a dog in the fight.
Gulf Coast against Pearl River. And you were shaking pom-poms for the Bulldogs and the Wildcats.
No. On the same
night, both sidelines. Just running but back and forth. You tore that 50-yard line up.
You was rooting for your team.
Here we go.
Which is the 49ers. That's your true team.
I rooted for the Niners to win that game. I did.
Right.
Because the Chiefs knocked off my team. Well, I'm going to root for them.
I ain't say reason why. I'm just saying what happened. That's a difference, though.
You rooted for both teams, man.
No, I didn't root for neither one of them.
You couldn't lose. You were going to be happy no matter what because the outcome.
No, I was going to be happy because if I would have been gambling, I would have won.
That's true. Now,
and you.
And I say that, too. I said the same thing.
You lost some money on the game.
Oh, no, I didn't. I didn't bet up and down on that game.
Yeah, I can't tell.
It was too tight.
I can't tell the way you was over there hollering.
It was too tight. But
You either were hollering like that with your team or you was hollering because you lost some money. Which one? It gotta be one.
Listen.
So which one was it?
Like it was my team.
There you go.
I'll give you that one. But here's the thing though. I even said it on the podcast. I said if I was betting on the game, I would definitely bet Kansas City. Which proves your point of what you're saying. If I'm betting.
No.
I would have took Kansas City. I said it on
that's
the last
what
podcast.
We give our picks for the people that's gambling. And betting. Giving them the best picks.
And I said, if I was betting, I would put money on Kansas
City
because they're
too explosive.
No, I took the 49ers.
No, that's right. So we giving people picks that we don't even think that's gonna hit?
No.
Well then what is you saying?
So I took my take in the Super Bowl. I thought that the 49ers defense were gonna be too much. I thought the front four would get to Mahomes.
So that means you would have bet your money with them.
3.5 quarters, I was absolutely right. No.
No, ain't no such thing as 3.5 quarters, you was right. After the game, was you right?
Wrong.
Well, you wasn't right. So what I'm saying is, I'm giving these people picks that money involved. So I'm going to give them what I honestly think that I would put my money on.
Okay. You got it right this
so
time.
So you, but no, I ain't talking about that. So you saying now after the fact that you would have put your money on Mahomes.
If I were to place a bet on that game.
That's what.
No, I get what you're saying. I'm going to clarify. If I were to place a bet on that game, I felt that what I thought was going to happen wasn't confident enough to put money on. I chose that game with my heart as opposed to my pocket. And I get what you're saying, but in that game, I literally did that because I said that I feel like they would have an opportunity to break up what's been going on the last 3 weeks with Mahomes, them coming from behind, double-digit deficits, overcoming, getting the win, scoring all these unbelievable points in a row without even being stopped at all. They're just steamrolling folks in the second half. I thought that Bosa and the linebackers, Richard Sherman and them, I thought they would have enough of an X factor to a point to where they would be able to prevent this, and it didn't happen. But I said to you, Mahomes is the most dangerous thing I've seen since Kurt Warner in that greatest show on turf. And like you said, to a point, Mahomes and them are even putting it in the end zone at a higher clip. I don't know, number-wise. But
that's why I took them.
Because they're so dangerous. If you give them a little bit of an opening, they will.
When you see a team come back from 24 to nothing.
24. Then we had them down 10 nothing. Then we had them down 17-7. Then last night they down 20 to 10.
But how long has I been with them Chiefs though? Just be honest.
You rode them.
I rode them the whole time when he came back from the injury. I said, these boys finna win out and go to Super Bowl and win. They was my pick the whole time. Yeah, so I couldn't get off my pick. That's the only reason why I couldn't, after the game started, I just didn't really want to root for them.
You started dancing.
No, it wasn't have nothing to do with the game. I still thought they were going to win the game. I just didn't want to say.
We was at a 49er fan house, his cousin's house, and he didn't want to just go ahead and flat out bury them down. That's what it was.
I didn't want to disrespect them like that, but
that's all it was.
I wanted to root for them too. I really did because I didn't bet on it. I gave you what I felt like if I was betting. I just felt like the Chiefs are going to win. If I'm betting, I'm taking this team.
Right.
But after that, after I played, I was like, man, I know the heartbreak of a loss of a Super Bowl. When we 2010, when Aaron Rodgers beat us, you'd be devastated after a loss, man. Especially of a Super Bowl, it's devastating.
Man, listen, my thing about this game last night was, and we'll talk about a couple things that went on in the game, but my thing is, at the end, honestly, 49er fans, you have every right to hang your heads. Yes, and I said it, hang your heads. Even though you were in the Super Bowl, you were a step ahead of my team, the Tennessee Titans, but y'all just gave up the money. The man ran in the store with a water gun at the fourth quarter. Ran the store with a water gun with a little orange thing in front of him, let you know it's fake. And y'all just lay down and let them take the money.
And I'm going to tell you something, too.
They let them take the money, B.A.
Listen, Jimmy G just ain't got it.
Hey, buddy.
He don't have it, man.
Listen.
He don't have it.
Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and name some guys, man. Tom Brady. Peyton Manning. Drew Brees. Russell Wilson. Big Ben. Who else can we go with? Phillip Rivers. I throw Phillip in there.
No, you can't throw Phillip in
there. I would throw, and what I'm about to say, I'll throw Phillip Rivers in there.
I
will throw Phillip Rivers in there. And then, you know what? I'll take a step further. What I'm about to say right here, I'll throw a Sam Darnold in there. I'll throw a James Winston in there. I'll throw a Ryan Tannehill in there. In that game.
You'd rather have him.
Need and seven. And Emmanuel Sanders runs a post, gets behind everybody. That is pitch and catch. All those guys I just listed, you can feel however you want to feel with your emotions about them. Talk about Phillip Rivers being unathletic. You talk about all the stuff you want to say. James Winston, inconsistent. Tannehill, big arm, inconsistent. Yada, yada, yada. In that game, with Emmanuel Sanders running wide open on the post, every one of those quarterbacks I just listed, they hit him. They hit him. Yeah. At the worst, balls on the hand.
Like, at the worst, he might not score. Ball.
At the worst,
he just catch it and fall down.
At the worst, you underthrow him and he has a fight back through the defender getting P.I.
Something.
At the worst.
He overthrow that man. The nerves just got him.
He couldn't even get a hand on the ball as fast as Manny Sanders is.
Right.
You cannot miss that throw.
Man, overthrow him so bad that the ball didn't even show up in the screen on the replay.
You cannot miss. Listen, sports fans, this is a professional athlete. He is a professional quarterback. There's 32 of those jobs in the world. Period.
And he's high paid.
There's 32 of them jobs.
He ain't just a $10 million a year quarterback just like Tannehill.
Just get us over the hump.
Man, he's a guy that they brought in was supposed to be a difference maker.
A premier paycheck.
100 plus million.
A guy that has to make that throw in that situation. Because guess what? If you're a defensive guy, if you're a defensive coordinator, your heart fell to your nuts when you saw Emmanuel Sanders streaking down the field like that. In that situation.
But I told you in that game and where we're going, I said,
Jimmy G going to have to win it at the end.
Jimmy G is going to have to win this game.
And he couldn't do it.
He couldn't do it.
He couldn't do it. Now, I hate to get on here and say Monday morning quarterbacking and try to just kill a dude with all because guess what? He's one of 32 guys in the world that has that job. But the money he's making and the position that he's in, that's a black eye last night.
That's one of them games where it's like, are we sure we got the right quarterback?
Are we sure we got the right quarterback?
Because, listen, I understand the 49ers gave that lead up. But you can't ask for a better situation to be in at a game, ball in your hand with a chance to win.
Yep.
That's all you, if you could just not play the game and say, coach, would you want to be in this situation at the end of the game, or would you rather take the other outcome and we don't know what it is? Guess what? I think every coach in the league would take
the opportunity to be in a position to win the game at the end.
With your guy. With the ball. Yep. With time on the clock.
Had the time. And listen, remember I called it out before the whole series started. I said, you got 65 yards to pay there. Jimmy G got to get you 65 yards.
He got to be able to do it.
Then he went and got 20 on a big play. He got 20, and I said, I was like, man, listen, 49 yards or so, you know, and it just didn't happen. But here's the thing. On that play, that was 3rd and 10, and I started, you know, I don't know if you remember.
You got to play for 2 downs.
Remember, I said.
They should have took that shot on 2nd down.
Yeah, I said it, man.
Should have took it on 2nd down.
Now, we second-guessing here. We ain't no GMs. We ain't no coaches. We can't run no organization, yada, yada, yada. We armchair quarterbacks. But, man, we looked at each other. We were like,
that was dumb.
What are we doing right here? Because now you're putting yourself in a 4th and 10 situation. And, man, I can play the sticks.
You play the sticks.
I can play the sticks, and I got you.
Because most people, when they know it's 4-down territory on 3rd down, they're just trying to get 5.
That's it, to get closer.
So, whereas just I rock and get you first.
So, I can't play the sticks on you.
Yeah, yep. You know? Yeah, that's just crazy. And it's all set up by that coach.
If it's 3rd and 5... If it's 3rd and 3 or whatnot, I can't play the sticks on you because guess what? I can still run a 7-yard dig. I can still run a.
Go to the house.
I can run anything.
You can go to the house.
But when it's 4th and 10, 4th and 12, man, they playing the sticks on me because I got to get them sticks.
You
got to
get the first regardless. At the minimum.
They start their ceiling at the sticks. You know what I'm saying? They line up on the sticks.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So
throw it in front of me? Okay, I'm just going to tell you.
That's terrible, man. That coach choked, man. I'm going to say it. Coach choke.
A lot of 49ers fans are looking at stuff. They look at the pass interference call before the half.
That ain't got nothing to do with it.
Listen.
That ain't got nothing to do with it.
That play calling down the stretch down there, on the series you went 3 and out when you ran and got 5 yards on 1st down, and you threw 2 times, what did you play action? You took the run away. You stopped running the ball. You just weren't confident, man.
Bottom line, you weren't confident, man. They had the ball with 2 minutes plus with a chance to win.
Yeah, you can't ask for much more.
You can't ask for much more. Out of all them calls, they had the ball with 2 minutes plus with a chance to win. Go get 7, and you're a hero.
Okay, I'm going to tell you this right here. With 6 minutes left in the game, up 20-10, you couldn't have told me that you thought maybe potentially it could be a spark from Mahomes and them, but you didn't see them going and winning, scoring
10,
21.
Yeah. Nah, I didn't see that.
You didn't see him scoring 21?
I didn't see it.
But when you give them the ball back four times.
Yeah, I didn't see that. I didn't think they would have enough time to come back.
Stopped it right there. Stop. They went, they took 50 seconds
they
off
got
the clock.
It so fast. For you say what you guys said. They got it so fast that they didn't even have to get. I was thinking at that point that they might, Mahomes might get the ball.
At the end with a chance.
They got it so fast that they turned the table all the way around.
Listen, 6 minutes left, you're up 10. You end up giving them the ball back four times. If you don't give them the ball, if you limit it and just run a drive and get a first down and eat a little clock, or don't get a first down, run some clock, you give the ball back to him two times. There's no way he can score 21 if you only give him the ball back two times.
Right.
And they gave it to him four times.
Mm-hmm. And the thing is this, Dad. The man threw two picks, looked like a deer in headlights, and we're not going to even talk about it.
Who, Mahomes?
Yeah, because, we're not going to talk about
because
it.
Because at the time, like,
because of the
see
49ers.
That play right there? That was an offside play. They didn't call that. They missed a couple
because
plays.
Of the 49ers.
But here's the thing.
Gave him too many opportunities.
Too many opportunities. But, again, like we said, to the greatness of Mahomes, a guy like him could have a mediocre day. It's just when you have that opportunity.
Man, he be killing him with that leg.
Hey, when you have the opportunity at the end of the game, you got to punish him, and that's what he does.
He's definitely an escape artist, too.
Yeah, he's smooth back there.
Like, you can't tell me that he ain't fast as Lamar Jackson and Deshaun Watson on the field.
That was the beginning of the
end. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, because the way he escaped.
His runs are just as effective as theirs.
Look right here. Turn.
Yeah, because listen, Richard Sherman is the smallest person on that field. You know why I say that?
Because he's slowest?
No.
Why?
Because he hid all game. He hid. Where did you see him at?
Man, I'm not going to get in that argument with you.
He hid on the field. Like, he hid as long as he could. And they trapped him where he had to play man-to-man.
Man-to-man.
And that's the one big play that killed him. You notice that?
Yeah.
Like, I see what Revis talked about. Revis said that he was hiding on the field. Didn't you see it in his game, though?
But, B.A., what he does is what he does. And that you can't. He was statistically the best cornerback in football this
year. Who cares about statistics when they looking for a matchup against you late in the game?
Went at you.
They went at him. They've been waiting on that matchup all game.
Well, I think Sherman played that play too aggressive. I think he just made a mistake.
They tried to bump him. Listen, yeah, he knew he couldn't run with him. He tried to press him and missed.
And missed. Yeah.
Because that speed. Yeah. Because he knew he can't, he got him. It's
but I don't judge no cornerback by he got beat by a play, one play. Come on,
you judge a cornerback on if he get beat by the play that wins the game. And that's what sealed that last drive. That play on him, that big play, that sealed that the game, like the go-ahead touchdown.
Every boxer gets hit.
Yeah, but. No.
Every boxer gets hit.
I get that part of it.
Every cornerback gets called on.
No, not in no big game in a big situation. Look at that. He said the man slowed down.
Why keep running when the ball was...
You know you can't get to that ball.
Man, come on, man.
You know you can't get to that ball. He knowed he couldn't get... That man is...
Did you see everybody's faces? They were like, come on.
Guess what Metro said? Metro said that if that would have been Deebo Samuels, he'd have got to that ball. You think? What do you think? I'm just telling you.
That's Emmanuel Sanders. He's going to scoop.
He's faster than Deebo. Deebo just plays a lot faster with the ball.
He plays angry, but Emmanuel's can scoop.
Like, I just don't think he's faster. I definitely don't think he's faster.
And I don't understand right here at the end of the game. Stop the run. I don't understand what the...
I don't understand what... No, this is my point, too. Everybody want to talk about the defense. Right there. Stop them, and you can't get the ball back.
You can't get the ball back. You had all three timeouts.
You let them score a touchdown.
Yep. Now, that's terrible.
So, what I mean, it's just some overrating part to it.
And Andy Reid is not – Andy Reid loves throw the ball. He loves chunk plays, but he was in that position right there.
Trying to win.
Hey, I got to win because –
You're all going right.
Same thing. You go back to the Falcons, 28-3 lead. If they would have just took the ball and took a knee – Three snaps in a row.
And
every time.
The field goal.
Man, they'd be a Super Bowl champ.
They'd be a Super Bowl champ.
And he didn't do it.
And ain't nobody finna lose a game like that. And so, then he turned around and do the same thing.
And you up 20-10. You run the ball on first down. You get 5 yards. And then you just throw it. Not play action. You just drop back and throw it. Two downs. Incomplete. get the ball right back to him.
And besides the point, you throw it with a quarterback that ain't on. Ain't really did nothing all game.
Man, listen. Did you see the slow-mo? I tagged you the photo of the slow-mo. You said, man, it's the second time this game he didn't close his eyes throwing the ball.
Right.
Dude, he closed his eyes before he threw.
Yeah, I know.
Like, come on, man. What are you doing?
Well, that bright lights, dog. The lights is just too bright for him.
Man. So if you're a 49ers fan waking up today, how do you feel? Honestly, about your season, about your team, and especially about your quarterback. How do you feel? In the quarterback, y'all say he's getting too much blame. The man making all the money.
I don't know what a hangover feel like. I never had a hangover in my life. But it definitely got to feel like a hangover. You ever just wake up, like one morning you wake up.
Just don't feel it.
And you just got a sinus headache.
Yep.
Like you just wake up with a headache. Like,
what did I do with my sleep?
And you cough and your head hurt every time you cough.
All that.
I think that's what it feels.
They bruise up a little bit, huh?
Yeah, I think they feel like that.
3 of 11 for 36 yards and a pick in the fourth quarter.
Jimmy G just ain't that dude, man.
Man, listen, but tell me this right here. Shanahan, who the best tight end in football was?
Why they didn't use him more?
Kittle. I said you got a 10-point lead.
Were they doubling him or something?
Well, you have to. But here's the thing, though. Up 10, I'm going to run every play I got for him to just run outs and just out.
But you can run on his side. He do it. He just like Gronk. He dominates every phase of the game.
All you got to do is just go his way. And the eyes are going to follow him.
Yeah.
And they didn't use him yesterday, man. They went away from the run. Like, what was this dude thinking, man? Why did he let Jimmy G throw the ball when you was up like that? Why would you do that?
Man.
Before the half, the time management before the half, yeah, that was just ridiculous.
Yeah. Like that right there.
Now, that's what he ought to be waking up just kicking himself about.
That's where he messed up. Because those 3 points, you know what I mean? Those 3 points could have just saved them from having to just get in field goal range. Instead of having to score the touchdown.
Field goal could have won.
Field goal would have won.
Yep.
It would have been a lot easier drive for Jimmy G.
Yep. And I'm going to go even a step further.
Even
the Super Bowl, if you're dominating with the run up front, not really having to throw the ball, and I get down to the 13-yard line, already with a 7-point lead, man, I'm going for it right there.
Yeah, but
I'm trusting my defense.
Even the GM up in the box up there. Calling the timeout.
For you,
and you don't call it on the field.
Right.
That right there lets you know how bad you messed up.
Yep. He showed it, made the hand signal. He made the gesture for the timeout.
Timeout.
And y'all didn't call
it. A minute and 14 on the clock, and you didn't call a timeout. Yeah. You at least call timeout right there and see
what you can do.
The next two plays, what happened. Then you run.
Let the time run down, B.A.
He's so scared, but that's the Mahomes fact. He was so scared that Mahomes would go back down that field and score to where he wasn't even realizing what they could do on offense.
Man, I tell you the greatness of Mahomes, man. It's like, I don't think Mahomes should have been the MVP of Super Bowl. I think Williams, the running back, should have been.
Nah, you can't. He had to drive to win it, though.
That dude played tough yesterday. You look at everything he did. He
played tough every game they played. But Mahomes is the straw that stirs the drink. And they got to give it to him. You know that.
No. I think Williams is the MVP of that Super Bowl. I think Williams is the MVP of that Super Bowl.
Williams is in the drink. But Mahomes is the straw.
Man, Mahomes.
That's mixing everything together.
A couple of them first downs he got, he did it on his own.
Dez, you know they're going to.
They want to celebrate the quarterback, but man, B.A.
That's the whole Russell Wilson, New England Patriot. That's what that one play on the goal line.
It's about the MVP.
That's what it's about. All about who getting the MVP. We don't want Marshawn Lynch to get it.
He ain't going to talk. He ain't going to go.
Yeah, he's not the guy that we want, the face of the league, all that.
Just get a quick little play to get Russell a touchdown right here.
Right. Because you don't have an argument if he gets that touchdown. Because
it's got to be Marshawn Lynch.
And they didn't want it. They want the quarterback with the MVP every year. You know that. And that's why that Super Bowl was lost. That's why that loss would be the most devastating loss that I've ever seen in a Super Bowl. Man, you remember when we watched that game? We was heartbroken, man.
Yeah.
Because you know all how bad we was rooting against the Patriots.
Yep. And it, you realize that Tom Brady had went in there and got that lead, and then Seattle came back on that crazy drive, that
and
crazy
got, catch. And went, got it,
and then they just made a business decision.
And did that, man.
And lost the Super Bowl.
And that's what that play was about. That's what that's about. Him getting the MVP. They want the quarterback. They want him. The sexier pick. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They want that. That's what they want. You're not getting no other way. It's, that's what Mahomes is, the face of the NFL for the next 15 years.
Yeah.
He gonna get that. And
listen, at 24.
He deserved it though.
MVP of the league, MVP of the Super Bowl now, Super Bowl champ. Listen, do not take anything from Pat Mahomes. He deserves every accolade that he's getting.
He's a monster.
He deserves it.
He's a monster. Like.
Now, listen, I don't think we talk, because I know I don't be giving him enough credit or whatnot, because it's just one of them, he's like a Steph Curry now. He's just like, this stuff unbelievable. It's got to stop. But no, he does it night in, night out. The dude deserves every ounce of credit he gets.
And one more thing I'm going to add to that. Hey, buddy. He's that guy. So this is what you finna see. He ain't finna be no more talent over there.
Is it a situation?
You finna get $40 million a year.
Yeah.
And you finna, and they, and the desperation was from, they had to win the Super Bowl because he's not getting no money. You got talent around you now.
The money finna get messed up now.
So your money finna get messed up. So it is what it is. But now you see it. He makes his talent around him. And that's what the Patriots and Tom Brady going through right now. Like, they had got caught up in all these years.
Anybody
can play because he's so great.
Now Tom needs somebody
to declining him a little bit. Uh-huh. I mean, he needs some extra help. And they don't really want to do it. And he's frustrated. It's like they offer him some money, but Tom Brady say he want to see what this talent going to look like.
Yeah.
Before he sign anyone.
Yeah.
And that's what he basing it on.
Ain't no point in me getting this money if there ain't no talent over here, because I know I'm declining.
Yeah.
I need somebody else to tote the torch a little bit.
Right. Yeah. And so by Mahomes being that good, that great, he finna get $40 million. So, you're not going to be able to put, like, when people contracts come up, they leaving.
Yeah, because they don't have no opportunity to get the money.
And then they know they done got their championship. So, football is not longevity.
Right.
So, they finna be gone. He not going to have the talent.
They're not worried about that. They want to go get their
they getting the money now.
Yeah.
They don't care about all
they got
that.
The ring.
They got their ring.
Yeah.
They want the money. It's gonna be a lot of...
Because it's short-lived.
It's short-lived, and that's what's finna happen. And now, I'm finna get to this here, where I want to talk about too. I don't know if I told you. Now the Cowboys want to franchise that.
Ain't that something?
You see what I'm talking about?
Ain't that something?
See?
Again, Dak and his representatives need to slap each other.
Nah, he should have been right there with Zeke was
should
last
been
summer.
Holding out last summer, putting that full pressure. That
and
full
made
full
them get him his money.
Yep.
So now he finna get franchised for 2 years. And when his new... when this new collective bargaining agreement come in, they say you might be able to franchise two people at one time. They trying to get that. The owners.
On different sides of the ball?
I don't know if it's different, but it's two different people can get franchised. They want it like that.
Wow.
So, man, that might be done messed up, man.
Listen, man. Might be.
It might be done messed up.
Might be. Because, B.A., he got to play lights out through these franchises to get money somewhere else.
No.
Man. But listen. If they do this to Dak, though, man, honestly, I'm going to go ahead and say this. That's got to be, like, one of the dirtiest things you can do in sports.
They done promised the man the money. You know, he for him not to sit out and Zeke sat out.
And not get the money?
They had to promise him something.
Man. Yeah,
I know he wasn't dumb enough just to go and play, oh, they going to take care of me.
If they franchise him, that's the dirtiest move in sports, man.
Right, that's what I'm talking about.
Because why did you play? Why did you show up and do everything right? And then when he try to hold out, then he's going to look like a fool. Right?
Right.
He can't even hold out now.
He can't, don't have the leverage.
Come on, Dak.
And he had a good year.
Had a great year. When it comes down to contract negotiation, he had a great year.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I read it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I've been seeing a little rumors of it and whatnot, but... you're right, man. Dak might be the mess all the way up, man. All the way up. See Melvin Gordon begging. I want to sign him to San Diego.
Yeah, because he ain't got no leverage no more.
It's gone.
Gurley and Zeke messed that up. Zeke got the big contract, fell off. Gurley fell off. Got the money, fell off. Running backs are dying.
It's just the climate. It's like they can't get a break. Oh no. Go even further. Look at your boy in Arizona. Johnson.
David Johnson.
Where he at?
I ain't heard from him since he signed.
Got his money down.
Gone. Yeah, you're right. I forgot about him.
So it happens, man. It's a position to whereas it's like, I don't get it, man. It's like, well, Le'Veon ain't hurt, but he had a down year. He went to a trash team.
But
he
got the money. But we all knew he was going to have a down year.
Because he went to a, I mean, you team. Leave the best line in the league.
And go to a team that's mediocre at best.
And you're a hesitation runner. You and need to be with that good line.
Yeah, and he realized it. And we're going to get him this offseason.
You keep saying that every podcast, man. It ain't
listen. Listen, man, we was going, we shot our bullets at him before the deadline. Yeah. So we need that boy, man. We need him.
Give him an AB back.
No, I don't want AB back.
Why not? You don't want his talent? You don't want his headache.
I don't want him. I don't want him nowhere around the Pittsburgh organization.
He'll cancel ABA.
Man, he'll cancel. I've been told you that before all that went down.
That's crazy how things have changed in that man's life so fast, man. Just one season.
Listen, Dave.
If you were his homeboy, don't you just go to his house this morning and just say, listen, man, if you get on that social media, I'm going to knock five on you. Ain't you supposed to do that?
If
you and I are in the same situation, ain't one of us supposed to fight the other one to say, man, listen, I don't care what you do, just be mad at me, but you're not going to get on here and mess this money up for everybody.
Right, yeah. Somebody's supposed to be able to tell you that.
Nobody can't tell him nothing, man.
So, yeah, it is what it is.
It is all speculation. We don't know what's going on truly.
It's so bad for AB now.
But God.
To the police, people are saying he need to go get some mental help.
Yeah, I'm wondering how did he throw some rocks in this? And they told him, they put him on a $100,000 bond, put him on house arrest, and told me to go get a psych
evaluation. Because they know who he is.
Yep.
And they know that every time the 911 people pick up the phone, they going straight to the address before they get the words out, they did go straight there.
Hey, but you know what though? He probably got arrested, and his family probably called the police and was like, "Hey, listen, he need to get a psych evaluation to get us some help." Mm-hmm. They had to do that.
Somebody.
They had to do that.
Man, that dude finna mess up. I understand he got money and stuff, but man, do you know how them football players live?
It ain't gonna last like that, man.
Yeah, you know how they live once they retire, man. They don't live that same lifestyle.
They can't, man.
They break all that stuff down they got. Yep. You know?
You're supposed to. While you're in it, enjoy it. When you're out of it, you got to go for that longevity. Here's the thing, man. Like, my thing is, this is a little bit a break from what we're talking about, but just with the black athlete, man. You know, I always talk about a lot of black and white stuff and whatnot, but I feel like, you know, you can have a plethora of wealth and all this stuff, but you don't have to prove it to me by having two or three Bentleys and all this stuff.
Yeah.
No, go get a nice house, a nice truck, get your wife a nice something.
Just get a normal size vehicle.
No, you can go get a Benz. You can go get it, but you ain't got to go have a $300,000-$400,000 car. And two and three of them. And
that could be a house, car, land, and everything.
That could be
one vehicle.
That could be your auntie your house. That could be somebody else. You know, that could be
your
partners. That could be a whole, that could be a community
center. Be way better investment than having a Benz. That your baby mama riding around in as an everyday cop.
$400,000.
Yeah, and she riding around in as an everyday cop.
Come on, man.
Police don't even feel right at the house. And then all the neighbors upset because they ain't used to even seeing the police.
Right.
And every day is a police over there.
Every day. Yep.
Come on, man. AB got to stop, man. And I called it before all the stuff went bad.
I remember Ryan Clark. I thought Ryan Clark was hating on this
man. And I ain't even know nothing about Ryan Clark.
Ryan Clark straight up said, he said, hey, this dude right here, they gave him some money, it's over with.
And it was over with.
He was there with him every day. He knew what he was about.
He just waited until he got the money.
Yeah.
And Pittsburgh signed him, locked him in early. Gave him every year Pittsburgh locked him up early.
Took care of him.
So he wasn't getting that top dollar.
Yeah,
but he had the guaranteed money kept coming every year.
Right.
That wasn't good enough at the end of his career. So he just flipped on him, man. Like Tomlin said, man, the dude just, Tomlin said, whatever you do, don't go on social media. This man got you. Man
on camera.
I knew right then and there he was done. That was the end of the end right there.
Unbelievable. Told him don't do that and he's doing it.
Right at the same time and didn't care.
Come on, man. And then on top of this right here is, listen, I don't care. Listen, he called me a sellout or not, but if I got $30 million coming my way Tuesday morning,
I'm gonna come.
I ain't finna go to the GM and try to fight him on Monday. We'll talk about it on Wednesday after that check clear.
Yeah.
What is he thinking, man?
That man didn't care, man.
Then you living in Tom Brady's house and you know. Now, we can say, we say the Patriots cheating this and all this. I've been guilty of saying that. You've been guilty of saying that. Everybody says it. But we don't know what's what, yada, yada. It's all speculation from the outside looking in. But it appears as though that's the situation. They're going to take care of you. Robert Kraft? He gonna take care of his guy.
Get in trouble.
The man went and got an apartment for Aaron Hernandez, who said he was scared to be get. He was threatened that he gonna lose his life.
Yeah,
it helped him go get an apartment.
Secluded.
So you telling me that Robert Kraft ain't gonna take care of you and your whole little situation?
At a senior citizen home, at a senior citizen complex. Really, pretty much what it was.
Ducked off.
Real ducked off.
You tell me he ain't gonna take care of AB and this little problem he had. All AB gotta do is play ball and be quiet.
Yeah. Crazy.
The man sent a threatening text out to this lady that didn't even want no money from him. Mm-hmm. The one person that didn't want nothing from him, he threatened her.
Right.
That man crazy, man. AB, I hope I'm wrong. I hope you get the help that you need, but for the purpose of this podcast.
But he definitely needs some help.
You got to get some help, boss. Straight up, man.
He needs some help, though.
God.
And I mean, you know, Dad, I was the number one fan. You know, I love my AB now. I
think Williams is the MVP of the Super Bowl. More and more highlights I look at, I think he's the MVP.
No,
of the Super
you
Bowl.
Can't. You just want to argue about that. That's not debatable. The MVP is going to the quarterback. Period. You know that.
All you got to do is stand up right and breathe.
Yeah, man. Just stand up right, breathe, and win the game. That's it.
Golly. So, did the Chiefs, it's a hard thing to finalize. Did the Chiefs actually go get it and win that Super Bowl, or did the 49ers choke it away?
Both. Both. You say I was on both sides. I'm definitely on both sides on that. They gave the game away, gave them the opportunities, but Mahomes did go get it because he still had to score that touchdown.
The difference.
You get what I'm saying?
The difference in his greatness and other guys, man, like I said, except the flash in the pan guys, he wasn't having a good game, and he still was confident enough on 3rd and 15 to throw the ball 40 yards down the field.
And I'm going to tell you the difference in his greatness is the dude is so good that it made the coach mess his game plan up. He's so scared that Mahomes going to go and get 7.
He went against what he practiced all 2 weeks.
And didn't call the timeout and try to go for their plays.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? That's the threat.
They should have been attacking.
I can't get him the ball. He'll go get it in a minute.
Yeah. But then at the end of the game, he wasn't even thinking that way. He panicked at the end of the game.
But at the end of the game, he should have been a lot more aggressive.
Yes, man.
He should have went for that fourth down.
The points.
Should have got 5 on that third down and been like, well, I'm going for it on fourth. I don't care what happened. So if you get the ball back, you might be already in field goal range, but at least I know I get another chance to go back down.
The time going to be on my side.
Time going to be on my side because you are Mahomes. You got to play it like that. They got to, when you getting them good quarterback, man, you ever notice, when Seattle, I'm going to go back to this again. When Seattle had that ball, Seattle, they play to win. They run all the clock out.
Yeah.
They don't never just go
down.
We're
not giving it up.
Yeah. They don't care if they have to go down to the last 2 plays to get in.
Yeah.
They're going to make sure that it come down to them.
Yeah.
And not when you having the ball in your hand.
Yeah.
And that's how you got to play. When you get them great quarterbacks like that.
Well, we've been watching it for a decade or 2 decades.
New England do it like that.
Tom Brady does it.
Just like that.
And when you're playing Tom Brady, the same thing. You don't want to give him the ball back.
Mm-mm.
Period.
Tom Brady plays it just
You don't
want to
give
that.
The ball back. Peyton Manning played the game. You didn't want to give him the ball back.
Yeah.
You don't want to. I'm going to tell you the best. Saints fans, y'all going to love him for this. That got dog on Drew Brees. If he got a chance to go get them 3,
yeah,
he going to get
them. Just think that was Drew Brees in that situation.
Drew Brees going to get them. I ain't going to lie to you.
It was a guaranteed Drew Brees go get that Sam right
now. Now, Saints fans, y'all know I'll be hating on you, but I'm going to tell you right here. You give Drew Brees a chance to win the end of the game, Drew Brees,
you're in trouble. You're in bad shape.
Now, that's one thing you can't knock on him. You're in bad shape.
Yeah. Now, but you got to look at this here, too. Watch. Watch Deshaun Watson get his money this offseason.
I think he would because he's going to be, he'll be coming up. But the thing about it is, with what Houston's been doing, O'Brien is now the GM now.
Huh?
Yeah, they've hired him as the GM. They had no GM. They had GM by committee this year.
Yeah, so they went
now the head coach has got the label of being GM. They're
trying to be like Belichick for real.
So what is, like, so does his first move, he pays Deshaun?
Yeah, he's going to give him his money.
Because I don't care what you say. Like you said, there's no way you could have got better by getting rid of Clowney.
That just didn't
make any sense.
It don't make sense. Like, but maybe they was getting rid of Clowney to pay their quarterback. You get what I'm saying? Because you might lose him for nothing. That's where you got to look at that. They didn't want to lose him for nothing, so they got their second and their third or whatever they got for him.
Got something for him.
Got something for him.
Then free up the money to pay the quarterback.
Yeah.
But you didn't become a better football team.
You're not a better team now. But guess what? Why you ain't cut J.J. Watt? He the one get hurt every year. Keep climbing.
And then re-sign him on the law.
No, just get rid of him. That's the guy you need to get rid of, the one that always tearing his pack every year.
Out the game, out, all that, right?
Get rid of him and send him on to Pittsburgh. Play with his brother.
But they won't get rid of him because he's their number one draw. If you look at the Texans.
We know.
He's the one that puts butts in seats. Yeah, that's the thing with him. So it's a money play with him.
Mm-hmm.
Golly, man. San Francisco just flat out folded their tent.
Yeah.
They laid down. A man came in the store with a water gun with the orange thing on the end of it. Put your hands up. This is a stick up. Give me the money. And they gave the money up, yeah.
Yeah, they pulled out the gun. They had the flag pop out, said bang.
Yeah, they gave the money up. They didn't even fight, man.
Yeah, you don't pull the fight when you see that gun, though.
Man, Layton Hill, but the well, pink roll.
If you see a pink water
big
gun.
Big Ear Boo, all y'all, man, listen. Y'all deserve this headache. Y'all earned it.
I can't. They got a reason. It's an upside over there, man. They going to be good for years to come. They'll get their opportunity to win it, but are they going to win it?
You think, though, man, because after a loss like that, man, I think it's a lot of frustration.
That would be a setback, yeah.
I think it's a lot of frustration.
Richard
but you know.
Sherman only getting older.
Hey, man, the team that loses the Super Bowl.
They fall out.
Yes, sir.
We already know that. Yeah, yeah.
Yes, sir.
But they're a young core, though. They got a young core. They got Jimmy G in his prime.
This was a good run.
They got young players on defense. Nah, they there to stay, man.
This was a good run.
They just need that. Just that quarterback just ain't the guy, though.
This was a good run. And everybody going to see the quarterback. Look at the money he's making. This is a good run,
because the Chiefs are, listen.
And Jimmy G, I'm going to go ahead and say this right now. Again, you can't knock the dude. He's 1 of 32. But you can talk about him. You can critique him. Jimmy G didn't really win any of these games.
Right. We know that.
Looking back at it.
Yeah, but that ain't what his pay say.
His pay says he's supposed to win some of these games.
The pay say he's supposed to win them.
Man, man, man. That was a Sanders running. Closest guy to him 2 or 3 yards away.
Mm-hmm.
Wide open. 24-20 ball game. If he hits that throw, what are we saying today? Jimmy G's a legend.
Right.
That one play.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So listen. If he makes that throw. If he makes that throw, they score and win the game. Who gets the MVP for the 49ers? Jimmy G.
Probably Jimmy G.
And then you wouldn't even be arguing that he didn't deserve it.
Because he made that big throw at the end.
Yeah.
But check this out. Even if he makes that throw and then Pat Mahomes comes back and scores again, Jimmy G would be solidified even more. So his status would be a lot better than what it is today.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you have rather him hit that throw and then Mahomes come back and Mahomes after that?
Yeah.
But even Andy Reid, who likes chunk plays, Andy Reid said.
He broke it down. He took that thing from a double barrel to a slingshot.
That's it, man.
And I'm talking about ran the ball.
Andy Reid broke down and ran the ball.
Ran the ball, and that's it. I was shocked, too.
Andy Reid broke
down. I was shocked.
I said, they're going to play ass. They're going to do.
They got a little gimmick play. They always run them.
Andy Reid broke down.
Ran the ball.
He said, because this, if I can do this, I've been waiting to get this for 21 years. I've been coaching.
Mm-hmm.
I want a Super Bowl. And he said, all I got to do is run the ball right here.
Yeah.
And then just run the clock out. Run a touchdown. Score. Should have been MVP.
He waited, and it worked out.
Golly.
Now he's a Hall of Fame coach. Because you can't be a Hall of Fame coach, you don't win no Super Bowl. Period.
Got to get you one.
Got to get you one. And he got one.
Got one, man.
That's all he was missing.
And there's no way, man. Going into the fourth quarter, I said there's no way the Chiefs win this game.
Yeah.
You know, I had already said now it's by 10. And they just got up 10 and didn't do nothing else. You get up 20 to 10 and then you should have stayed aggressive, man. Golly, they should have stayed aggressive. So the Chiefs are the favorite in going into next season to win the Super Bowl again.
No.
Vegas already put them out.
Yeah, but they got one more year.
Chiefs number one.
They got one more year for Mahomes' cap to be
Chiefs smart. Number one, Ravens number two, and then 49ers number three. I think the Ravens take a big step back.
Man, the Ravens stink.
I think they take a big step back because this was like a miracle year for them. You know what I'm saying?
Right, and that's why I didn't want them to win it. Because, look, I already knew they was the hottest team. They popped up just like that Wildcat one year. You remember?
Yeah, the Dolphins had.
Yeah. So
Ronnie Brown, Ricky this, Williams.
The new style of quarterback play they bringing?
I think the style of quarterback is here to stay. Because you even look
you
at Pat Mahomes.
You think he's going to have he's not going to have an MVP year again. I don't think he's going to do that.
Okay. But that's not saying a whole lot, B.A. Most people don't bounce right back and have another MVP year.
Mahomes do. He just got hurt this year. That's the only thing hurt.
There's nobody going to win the MVP over Lamar Jackson this year.
You don't think if he don't get hurt?
Nope. How many games he missed, too?
He missed like four or five games. Three or four, somewhere in there. If you're not winning MVP, you missed three or four games.
The way you're not winning the MVP with Lamar playing the way he just played.
I don't know about all that.
He was the hottest thing in football. Now, you can't argue. He was the hottest thing in football. You're just a Raven hater. He was the hottest thing in football.
Yeah, but
he was exciting. Every week we watched what he did. Yes, he was exciting. Just like Mahomes last year.
But Mahomes had 55 touchdowns.
And we watched everything he did last year.
And monster.
And in another year, if it wasn't for Lamar, you got to look at what Michael Thomas did in New Orleans this year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on.
Russell Wilson had a good year too, man.
Yeah, had a great year. I mean, overall, man, I think it was a good football season for a lot of teams. A lot of parity. The Cleveland Browns fell short. San Diego Chargers fell short. Even though they just extended Anthony Lynn, the coach. Shocked me.
Yeah, I was shocked.
Shocked me.
Because he really took
it was pressure
back.
There. Yeah, it was pressure there. It lets me know that they really sticking to their big plan. Mm-hmm. A big future plan if they sign the coach. Phillip Rivers obviously is going to be out of there. So what's the situation with the quarterback in San Diego? Bring in a straight-up rookie, or are you going to go get a vet? Got to be the mindset of going to get a vet.
Got to.
Got to be. Tom Brady. Somebody. So, yeah, I mean, Derek Carr is getting disrespected.
And he takes it so personal.
He does. He wears it on his shoulders.
Why he takes that so personal? You're not that good.
He just tries to go out there. He talking about he's looking forward to being in Las Vegas and yada, yada, yada. So, I don't know what the situation is with that. San Diego needs a quarterback. I don't know what's going on with that situation. What's New England going to do?
If they don't sign
Tom Brady, what they going to do?
Man, they dead. They dead with or without. Yeah, it's over.
So, that's the situation, even though in their weak division. Who takes a step in that division? The Jets step up? Your boy Sam Darnold comes and becomes the leader of the division?
No.
Do the Dolphins make a push?
Dolphins are going to be something serious. Like, that coach, I like that coach.
What's going on with that? Washington? Is Washington going to get worked out?
They get
out?
Joe Burrow.
Cincinnati?
Or Tua.
Who? Miami?
Yeah. They're going to get a good quarterback.
Cincinnati going to get Burrow.
You think?
Yeah, they're going to take him. Hometown guy? They're taking him number one.
Yeah, okay.
And it's going to be hype for one half a season.
Nah, he good. He going to be good. You don't think he's going to be that good in pro?
I think he's a serviceable guy, but I think he's going to be a good backup. But he's going number one overall.
As a back? And you think he only going to be a backup guy?
He's going number one overall.
And you
and
think
the speed of the NFL is going to crush him.
Okay.
But he's proved me wrong in college, so hopefully the kid proves me wrong in the pro. I ain't rooting against him.
It's hard to pick.
Just saying.
Yeah, I got you.
If you had the number one pick, do you want Tua or you want Joe Burrow?
Joe Burrow, of course.
and watch Tua be the better pro.
No, I don't believe that.
So, I ain't really high on both of them.
Nah, I ain't high on Tua. I'm not high. You know, I ain't never really cared for Tua.
Now, Sunshine out of Clemson, I'm high on.
That's a super monster.
I'm high on.
Yeah, he gonna be a monster.
So, with the season, man, like I said, the Browns disappointed. San Diego disappointed. Le'Veon Bell and the Jets disappointed. Yeah. Titans overplayed themselves. Chiefs won the Super Bowl. 49ers overplayed themselves. Showed up big time after winning 4 games last year. What's your biggest take from the Super Bowl? This is our last from the NFL season. This is going to be our last podcast talking about the NFL. We'll talk about the trade stuff as it goes along, the summer free agency and all that stuff and whatnot. But what's your biggest take from the NFL season this year?
Oh, man. My biggest take is Pittsburgh Steelers gotta have a future quarterback with all these quarterbacks coming out of the division. Yeah. No, you know, the way we got Lamar Jackson, finna have Joe Burrow, Pittsburgh gotta find a future quarterback to compete with that.
Keep the wheels rolling.
Yeah, we gotta keep it, the turnover. You know, cause we don't rebuild, we reload.
This dude here.
We don't rebuild in Pittsburgh. We reload. It's time to reload.
Man, I think my biggest take from the NFL season is Antonio Brown.
Well,
the tragedy of Antonio Brown, because
the rise and fall.
You've seen the best receiver in the league fall all the way out of the
league. To where folks are just
don't want a part of him. Don't want to touch
him. No, folks are questioning his mental.
Yes.
Like, is he even able to stand alone? Like, you get what I'm saying?
Can he function?
It's like somebody do something with him before he do something that he can't take back.
Yes.
That's how bad.
And it's trending towards that.
Can't you see it?
Yeah, you can feel it. Because every day is something so unbelievable.
With that baby mama, yeah. He going to mess around and beat her or... He just gonna do something.
She gonna kill him or something.
His head is down the wrong path.
Yeah, it's a fire, man. It's a brush fire. They can't get put out.
Yeah, and the cops keep going to the house back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
It's a bad look, man.
And they gonna arrest somebody after they keep going there. They gonna arrest somebody, and they got them. They arrested AB and his trainer for beating up somebody.
Yeah.
So it's headed the wrong way, man.
That's my biggest take from the thing. I mean, Lamar Jackson had a great season. Kansas City Chiefs, great season. Saints going out in the first round, great season. We love that. 49ers fans, man, they talk so much noise. Mm-hmm. They felt like they were back. They felt like it was 1994 again.
Oh, yeah.
And they sick, man. Mm-hmm. They are sick. And they talk noise to the Saints fans. Talk noise to me. They talk noise to everybody because they felt like they were just going to roll through and everybody was going to lay down and hand this championship to them.
Mm-hmm.
Got Mahomes. Now, they woke up, like you said, with a hangover today.
Yeah, they woke up with a hangover.
Nose stuffed up, head hurting.
Head hurting. Every time you get ready to sneeze or cough, you get the headache. Yeah.
That's big, man. So, my take on the whole season has just been marred with Antonio Brown. He kept himself relevant every week of the season,
mm-hmm.
even though he wasn't in the league.
Right.
Unbelievable, man. Unbelievable. Does he ever play in the National Football League
again? No, it's over. It's over.
No matter what?
No matter what. He's 32 years old, man. Ain't like he's 5.
And Goodell hadn't even made a decision on what to do with his punishment.
When he come back, that's when they're going to suspend him again for the whole year. So when is he going to have a bad play?
On top of this legal trouble, they know the league, they don't like that.
So he's 32 years old, 32 years old, 33 or whatever he is, and he's still finna get a year.
He's done. So the XFL, you gonna watch that?
No.
I'm gonna try to watch it, man.
I might look at it, but
I'm gonna try to watch it. And I'm gonna tell you what we gotta do before it kicks off on the night. So we have to reconvene, we gotta get together. We're gonna have to pick us a team before the season starts.
Oh, I don't know nothing about it.
We had to pick a team to root for before the season starts. And I'm challenging everybody listening to Dumpster Juice Radio. Go look at the rosters. Go look at the teams. Look at the starting quarterbacks. Look at the GMs. Look at whatever you need to look at. But pick you a team before the season starts. Don't try to ride the wave of one hot team because it's going to be somebody that's going to take off. Pick you a team. and get loyal to them before the season starts. Let's just try something different. Let's give them a chance, man. Let's give the XFL a chance.
Yeah.
Let's try.
I got to look. I don't even know what the rules is.
I don't know. It said it's going to be playing a lot faster, this and that. We'll break that down. We'll get into it. We'll do XFL pre-show and all that. But let's just get us a team, guys. Y'all pick who y'all want to choose. And I don't know if I said that right, but y'all choose who you're going to root for and stick with them before the season starts. Don't try to ride the hot wave and say you like this dude because he plays so-and-so. No, say it before they start playing. Simple as that. This basketball, man, heating up.
Yeah, my Lakers falling off.
You feeling good about the Lakers. 3.5 out front of the Clippers in the West.
No.
Best team in the West, best record in the West. You feeling good for you? You feeling good?
Nah, man, we need help.
Couldn't win on Kobe night, though.
But look, we need some shooting, man.
You can't get everything, B.A.
Them boys ain't shooting.
You're the best team in the league. You're all right, man.
They ain't shooting. No, good. The Bucks the best team in the league.
You're good. And best team in the Western Conference.
They ain't shooting the ball, man. That's just it, man. We need some help, man. I'm serious, man. I'm not confident with this team. We ain't got nobody that can guard Kawhi. This is going to be a problem, man. At the end, it's going to be a problem.
Quit that crying, man. You begging, man. Quit all that, man.
It's going to be a problem.
Quit all that. But I think the basketball season is going to shape up. It's not like we thought it was. We thought everybody had a big two. It ain't played out like that, has it?
Nah, ain't nothing dominant about no game.
It ain't, man.
It's just everybody playing, man.
Yeah. I like watching AD. I'm not going to lie to you.
But I'm going to tell you something. If I had to bet my money on who's going to win the championship, man, I might just take the Bucks. They beating all the big teams. I just would probably just take the Bucks.
It's going to be hard to beat them in a seven-game series, man.
Yeah, man. I'm telling
no matter
you.
Who you are. It's going to be hard to beat them in a seven-game series, man.
So,
man. Going to be hard to beat them, man. But Super Bowl is over with, man. Golly. Football is no more. Except for the XFL.
Yeah.
It's a wrap. Time to get these baseball teams right, man. Time to start the spring training. Time to watch this basketball, get this March Madness out of the way. Dumpster Juice Radio, we out.
A few days, and so you say, you love me in a married way. Yeah, okay, I've been in several type of relationships. And I feel like your two love don't make no sense. It's all on me if I want this thing to work out. I know your goal is to try to trap me, that's what you heard about. I ain't been home in a few days, cause you'll be trapped. I let you get your mind right, cause I ain't with the kick and the scratch. I'm on parole, I can't be riding for domestic violence. So I stay my distance, realest two ways to beat the pussy up. And I'm about my business. If I gotta beat you, then I don't need you. Let the next man do it, you done ran me away from you now. How you gonna prove it? Been stupid, you done lost out. Now it's next to the boss, bitch, with the boss mouth. Know I'm talking about either you love me or you love me not. I'ma be me, I'm known for making promises that I can't keep. And baby, the streets made it. And I run 24/7, 365 daily. Either you love me or you love me not. I'ma be me, I'm known for making promises that I can't keep. And baby, the streets made it. And I run 24/7.